Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Hello, it's Scott. There's two things I'm very, very excited about today. One of the fact that it's Friday, and the other is... Yay, it's Friday. Hope you're all right. Hello, Chopper.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Good.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
A guy called Simon's been on saying that was weak. After that, I hope you've done enough to stay in the competition. You can't say that was weak. That was me answering back. Joe in Mansfield says, you're back in the competition, kid. James in Dudley definitely wants to see me in the final. Luke says, your big chance, and I think you might have blown it. Sarah doesn't think we've seen the best of me yet. And Neil in Bristol... says particularly the birth of a worldwide superstar.
So. Scott in Dumfries says that was a whopper.
Yeah.
Never heard the judges use that on X Factor before.
Also, someone said, good use of your esophagus. Now, they never say that either, do they?
They don't, do they?
No. I hope you're okay today. I've got the Wonder Years coming up at 5 o'clock and Floor Fillers at 6. Wombat's Christmas Tune is coming next. Oh, you missed something quite special yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, should we tell him? Well, yesterday around about...
it'd be a very short link.
About 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We were just waiting to do the show, and got a call, and who was in reception?
Do I say now?
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Dressed up.
Actual Katy Perry.
Dressed up.
Dressed up?
Yep.
Oh, my word.
And me and the one that doesn't speak, and Becky, all got one of these Christmas cards. Will you open it? And it says,
aww.
Katy Perry, thinking of you this holiday season. Happy holidays.
That's
and
lovely.
And she was dressed like she was.
Really?
On the front of the card.
Like that present?
Yeah.
And you just pull the bow and unwrap her?
That's right.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you
listen to what he asked if you just pulled the bows and unwrapped her?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't in reception, no.
No. Have you not got...
No, I don't have one of these, right. No, obviously, because I'm also in shock that you're in at 3 o'clock.
Mm. I get here very early, I have you know.
You get so earlier than you do, Mark.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
She didn't really come in at all. We have got a card, though, and you haven't, so no.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Outrage yesterday. Me and Becky went to the pub after work. I got charged an extra 50p, which I wasn't expecting, because there was some squeezy cheese on the chips that she ordered. 50p.
Well, that seems fair enough, doesn't it?
Mm.
Squeezy cheese?
I didn't specifically ask for squeezy cheese. Anyway, they were for you as well.
50p for squeezy cheese?
I don't...
Sorry, it's not on the menu yet.
We've been off menu. Is that a la carte if you order chips and cheese?
Yeah.
Is that classed as a la carte?
So they put squeezy cheese on it without you asking?
No, I asked for cheese, but then she said to him...
They had not dodged the menu.
We're going to have to put in 50p. Is that all right?
Sorry, love. 50p extra for the squeezy cheese. So I had to go all the way back over to Becky and say, is it okay if we pay 50p extra for the squeezy cheese? She's like, ugh, yeah, okay.
At that time, I didn't know it was squeezy, otherwise I'd have said no.
I have to say, I'm not 100% sure what squeezy cheese is.
Have you never heard of squeezy cheese?
No.
God, it comes in a bottle.
I'm so
Everyone's
posh.
Had squeezy cheese.
I've never had squeezy cheese.
It tastes so processed, it's amazing.
Also, what is it?
It's cheese, which is squeezy. You can squeeze it out.
You know, like on a burger where the cheese is melted?
Yeah.
It comes like that, straight from a bottle.
Like squirty cream?
Yes.
Yeah, but cheese-flavoured.
But cheese-flavoured. Right, cheese-flavoured squirty cream, right?
Steve's been on, by the way, on the text, right. Saying, because obviously you weren't here yesterday,
no.
Did you have the best fish and chips of your life the previous evening?
I did have great fish and chips the previous
best
evening.
Best ever?
Oh, I don't know. No, probably not, actually.
Well, that's what you said, and a lot of people were asking yesterday.
Sorry. They were very good, though.
Okay, good.
No cheese on the chips.
No squeeze of cheese.
No.
You should try it. You've missed out.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I can't believe how many of our listeners have never heard of squeezy cheese. What's that about? I might launch my own.
I will accept your apology now for making me feel like an idiot.
I'm thinking of launching my own to raise the profile of squeezy cheese, a la Lloyd Grossman. And who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that actor that does them sauces?
Paul Newman.
Yep.
I think Ainsley's got some sauces, mm-hmm. Hasn't he?
It's a big business. Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and here's my new squeezy cheese. Scott's squeezy cheese. What do you think?
I might not buy it, but go for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, over the last couple of days, we have been occasionally playing the Bass Hunter Christmas song. And some people absolutely love it and keep texting into Radio 1 going, please play it again. Some people really don't.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The thing is, with this, it does exactly what you expect it to. Do you know what I mean? From Bass Hunter.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the jingle bass.
Yep. So you're ready. People are like, turn it off my ears. Some people love it. Now, you know Kutsky off Radio 1.
Kutsky, yeah.
He's on tonight at 1 a.m. in the morning. Really good show. If you're not up, listen to it again. It's good. And Kutsky collects really kind of hardcore Christmas tunes.
Okay.
And he's actually sent us some. Would you like to hear?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from Kutsky's personal collection. Here we go. See, now people will be thinking that Bass Hunter's really not that bad. Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's quite hard, is that one?
It's quite hard to listen to. This is quite good.
Is this Walking in the Air?
I think so.
Not the usual version.
No. That's Walking in the Air.
Yeah, that's quite good, that one.
Yeah, quite good. No? I like this. If you like this, listen to Kutsky tonight, 1 a.m. on Radio 1. Don't take your headphones off, it's fun.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.